This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hi, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. As always, check out all things The Ticket at theticketfm.com. Also on YouTube, social media, anywhere you get your podcasts. Also The Carriker Chronicles, carrikerchronicles.com. Also on YouTube. We're also every freaking where on podcast platforms as well, but I just send people to the website and YouTube. All right. It's interesting because Jake and I were chatting. I don't think there's another state in America, let alone Nebraska, that has two professional volleyball teams. Do you know of another one?
I'm not sure.
Dude, that's how passionate people are about volleyball in this state. And it's pretty awesome to see. Final thought. I'm kind of the NIL valuations and all that. All right. The top college athletes when it comes to projected NIL valuations. Arch Manning, number one, $6.5 million. Cooper Flagg, small forward at Duke, $4.3 million. Carson Beck, the quarterback at Miami, right, $4.2 million. Livia Dune, gymnast at LSU, $4.2 million. Jeremiah Smith, wide receiver at Ohio State, $4 million. DJ Lagway, quarterback at Florida, is projected at $3.7 million. A couple of final thoughts, and I saw this a couple days ago. I want to come back to it really quick. Tennessee fans love Mike Eckler, our new special teams coordinator. All right, Tennessee accounts graded their special teams, and I quote, an A+, end quote. Eckler established the Volunteers as one of the premier and most efficient special teams units in the country. UT has ranked either first or second in the SEC in punt return average in all three of Eckler's seasons, and the Vols have been first in the league in punt return defense in two out of the past 3 years. Tennessee has racked up 874 punt return yards and allowed only 23 total punt return yards during Eckler's tenure. And before we get to Nebraska basketball, I did want to give a shout out to the Big Ten and wrestling in general. I mean, we have the number one team in the country, Penn State, number three team in the country, Iowa, number four team in the country, Ohio State, number six team in the country, Nebraska, number seven, Minnesota, number 12, Rutgers, number 13, Illinois. Good Lord. Number 19, Michigan, number 25, Indiana. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 ranked teams. Three teams in the top five and five teams in the top 10. And of course, the Huskers. All right, number six. What was that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams in the top 15 when it comes to wrestling. All right, Jake. Very cool stories. I know some folks saw it. I saw it, and I wanted to talk about it a little bit. Nate Linzer, Nebraska's assistant basketball coach. The Big Ten did a story on him. Now, he's been... Okay, this is a guy who played football, basketball, baseball, and golf growing up. He's missing... Let me make sure I say this correct. He's like missing a hand. He was born with that one of his hands. Is that correct, Jake?
Yeah.
Okay. He played football, basketball, baseball, and golf growing up. Just think about that. Played Division I baseball at Iowa State. Coached with Fred Hoiberg at Iowa State. The Bulls. He was one of only two guys Fred brought with him from Iowa State to Chicago. He was the first head coach of the semi-pro basketball team in Chicago, the Windy City Bulls. Now he's again here in Nebraska with Fred Hoiberg, and he doesn't like to talk about himself, and I think it's in the clip, but he talks about if he can inspire other people, which is why he's willing to talk about himself, but he wants to inspire other people. And so for me, I felt this was incredibly inspiring. I remember a pitcher named Jim Abbott. I think it was Jim Abbott when I was growing up. Okay, I believe he had one hand as well. He'd have the glove on one hand. He was left-handed, and his right hand curl it. On his wrist, the hand wasn't there, but he would throw with his left hand, quickly grab the, after he released the ball off his left hand, he was left-handed, he would quickly grab his mitt off his, you know, his right arm there, and he'd put it in his left hand in case the ball got hit right back at him. And I loved watching that guy. He was one of my favorite. He was a really good pitcher, just in general. But then he was also quite inspirational as well. So I just wanted to point this out. You know, good inspirational story. If you're having a tough time, you know, fear of failure, for whatever that reason may be, going back to the early part of the show, Pfaff, good old Steve Urkel, fear of failure. Okay, it's a real thing. And Courage, I didn't come up with this, and I'm probably not going to get the direct quote exactly right, but courage isn't the absence of fear. Instead, what you do in the face of it. And so for me, I thought this was a great inspirational story. I'm an even bigger fan of him now that I've learned more about Coach Linzer. And Jake, go ahead and roll that clip if you're ready there.
I don't love talking about myself per se, but I also understand that if something I say or do could inspire one person, that it's pretty important that I do that. With me being born with one hand, you know, I was different. I was unique. I, for whatever reason, wanted to break stereotypes. I wanted to be active, and I wanted to do sports. I played football, basketball, golf, and baseball. My favorite sport was whatever season it was.
To be a Division I athlete, played baseball at Iowa State, and you know, when you see Nate, to be able to do that with one arm is phenomenal.
I wore a prosthetic for everything up through about sixth grade. As I got older, I wanted to become less and less dependent on it because it became tougher for me. And I learned how to adapt. I learned how to do things without the prosthetic.
So for me, there's a lot of reasons that people can look for inspiration. And there's a lot of reasons where people can have fear of failure. I've shared this before. The first 6 years of my life, I had speech therapy. Had you said, and then I was, my senior year, I was 0-9, starting quarterback. Had you said, Adam, you're going to go halfway across the country. You're going to play defensive end for a team that just played the national title game. And by the way, when you're done with that, you're going to talk for a living. I would have never paid attention to you again after that or taken you serious. You never know where life can lead you. There's different reasons to have fear of failure, whether, you know, it's something from birth, whether it's an experience that happens, whether it's just life coming from a million different directions, which a lot of people, pretty much everybody, can relate to. What I have found and what I took away from Coach Linzer here was surrounding yourself with the right people. Like, clearly Fred Hoiberg was the other individual you could hear talking at points in that clip. Surrounding yourself with the right people. Doesn't have to be a bunch of people, but the right people. And finding something that matters to you, and finding something that motivates you, and finding something that you're passionate about, and people who support you. Not blindly. They got to call you out on your BS when that happens too, just as a general rule. Otherwise, it's not real. But for me, those are some of the biggest things that I've seen. I take away from this clip, and now I'm an even bigger fan of the basketball team, if that was even possible. Coach Linzer, Coach Hoiberg. All right, and I found this to be incredibly inspirational, despite whatever it is that may be coming our way in our daily lives. And so I hope people can take that, take something from it, something into the weekend, something just in general going forward, and can help folks just daily in life as we go through this thing called life each and every day. You got any thoughts there, Jake?
Yeah, it's a very cool story. And also, you know, you got to give him a lot of credit because he, remember this kind of this kind of jump start to the program after, you know, the start of the Hoiberg era just never really got going. You got some NBA type players in there, but you couldn't get the team to kind of figure out. They rallied around this defensive identity. And Nate Linzer, you know, Hoiberg will credit Nate Linzer for kind of coming up with that. And he really focused on the defensive end of the ball. So he's been a big part of the program and what they've been able to do to turn it around. Now, there are some nights, you know, the defense doesn't play as well. And, you know, some teams are better at it than not. But, you know, they really do have an identity. I mean, you see every time somebody tries to run baseline on them, they'll double down. And so it's kind of fun to see that that identity and that idea blossom into success for them.
You're absolutely right. He found a purpose and something that matters to him. Obviously, it's connected to basketball. One of the strong people in his lives is Coach Hoiberg, the strength between them, the bond between them. But there was another clip that we didn't play, alluding to what Jake said, where essentially he called Hoiberg an offensive genius. And so Coach Linzer has taken over the defensive side of the ball, almost the defensive coordinator, if you will, for basketball. And he kind of is in charge of the defense, and Hoiberg is in charge of the offense, so to speak. So having that identity and knowing exactly what you're trying to do is something that seems to have really helped him. And it's something that really kind of you know, has helped other people I've seen if they're having a hard time with whatever may be going on or whatever the case may be. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I thought that was a very, very cool story. When we come back, however, it's time. We got to make our Super Bowl predictions. I kind of gave away mine. But we're going to dive into why. And I want to hear on the text line, ladies and gentlemen, what's that number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
Oh, I'm torn. I want to ask both questions. All right. Who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl? And who do you want to win the Super Bowl? I'm curious to see. All right, respond to both and or either one of those questions. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.